Vignette number 47 from Zen is right here, teaching stories and anecdotes of Shunryu Suzuki. One day a student asked, "Roshi, I have a lot of sexual desire. I'm thinking of becoming celibate. Should I try to limit myself in this way?" "Sex is like brushing your teeth," Suzuki answered. "It's a good thing to do, but not so good to do it all day long." I heard that. I don't remember who asked it. And that happened at Sokoji in 1966. Yeah, you know, you just couldn't pin Suzuki down on, absolute rules of conduct like that. I mean, like not killing and not stealing. But even with those, we knew what was right and wrong. He might point to, with not stealing, say, he might say, "Well, really, we don't own anything." And like he'd say, my glasses that I'm wearing, you just let me borrow them for my tired old eyes. But, he definitely didn't want us to engage in debauchery, and actually used that word one time. Also, if that person had decided on their own that they wanted to be celibate and just done it, he wouldn't have said anything about it. If they didn't ask, if they said, like they might meet with him and don't sign and say, "Oh, I've been celibate for a year, and so. He might say, "Oh, very good. That's a good practice." When he and I talked about me becoming ordained as a priest, I mean, once it was decided, he said, "Okay, I'd like you not to have a girlfriend for 5 years," right? What does that mean? He wants me to be celibate for 5 years. And I told him, too late, I've already got a girlfriend. And he went, "Oh, don't tell me." So, it's all case by case, you know. You know, his general attitude was, we'll sit together, we'll practice together, we'll be sincere about waking up to the truth, about not being attached to our practice or some understanding of the truth, or to not be attached to literal, strict understanding of rules, but we will conduct ourselves well because we're practicing, and the good conduct will come out of the practice. That's the sort of, I mean, he never said it in that way, but that's the sort of understanding I have, memory I have of how he taught. He had great confidence in our original nature, and that if we just lived in such a way to be expressing our original nature and not our confusion, that it would naturally dissolve greed, hate, and delusion. The three poisons, the kleshas, or as Gary Snyder called them once, the thieves of the mind. But he was that wasn't something he came up with. That was I think that thieves of the mind goes back to an interpretation of the Sanskrit word klesha. So I will remember to brush my teeth, but not to brush my teeth all day long. This has been a Cuke Audio mini podcast. I'm DC. Oh, I got a phone call. I thought you might enjoy hearing my ring. So I'm DC. Poobah of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sonora with Doggett Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. Wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.